guess we'll get going.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the Dynasty Hot Sauce Podcast. I'm Larry Monkey, and this is it's still at FF Larry Monkey. And now we got Mr. Tap Dancing Fool in the background with his top hat and cane at Run DFF. Justin Rogers.
It's Eliminator season, baby. Let's go.
FC Eliminator. The John Bosch Fantasy Cares.
Yeah, we started
Eliminator. FC Eliminator. The hot sauce has filled and has started drafting. So we might as well get the ball rolling on there. Let's jump right into the mix.
Larry, who's on the clock right now?
Well, the name of the team is Dynasty Hot Sauce Pod with the 105.
We have to choose players together. Who the fuck thought this was a good idea?
It's only happened one other time, right?
Yeah, it was terrible. Now we got to do it again. Oh, gosh. Well,
it was terrible in the sense that all of your players shit to bed. So it was like my picks were, you know, they were leading the charge.
No risk it, no biscuit, baby. No risk it, no biscuit.
I think you guys at Deshaun Watson, you made one of those. Deshaun Watson.
It was absolutely one of those that I made Deshaun Watson. Yeah. That was one of those, like, no risk it, no biscuit, and didn't get the biscuit.
The FC Eliminator, John Bosch, puts these together. He's the mastermind.
Before we talk about our pick, let's talk about what Bosch has done to these scoring settings. It's got all kinds of crazy-ass shit. Like, you throw an interception, you get 4 points.
Can have three quarterbacks in this league. It's a best ball, so it's just like it's a charity for fun best ball. Yep. Set it and forget it. Your lineup just sets because it's best ball, and lowest score every week gets eliminated, and there are 17 teams.
Look, if you miss a field goal, you get 6 points. If you make a field goal, you get 0.125 points per – let me test this. A 10-yard field goal – would be 1.25 points. A 20-yard field goal is 2.5 points. So a 50-yard field goal is 6.25 points. You can miss a field goal and get 6 points. Who's the worst kicker in the league? That's what we need.
Honestly, the strategy, I'm gonna reveal my strategy. I'm just going to player research, dropping down to top performers, player stats.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm just sorting it by then. You know, it's like...
So I think it should be pretty obvious then who our pick is going to be, right?
Let's see here.
It's very clear to me. Very clear. We can make this pick live and then talk more about the scoring settings because it's a no-brainer to me.
Is it a no-brainer? Well, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer if you're thinking what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking about a no-brainer.
Fly, eagle, fly.
Yes, it hurts for me to.
It hurts to be on the same page as you. I'm going to submit the draft pick.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, that stinks.
All right,
that stinks.
It is submitted. Jalen Hurts off the board. Yeah, dude. Yeah. He averaged like 27 points in this. The next closest player, so 447, and the next player available was Trevor Lawrence with 403. But you're talking about 44 points difference there. People are going to fall in love with some of these kicker settings, but this is definitely QB driven still.
Minus four. What do you get? Plus four for a pick. I mean,
right. So you get
points. That'll be like spike games or whatever, you know.
No matter what you do, you get points. As far as scoring goes. Jalen Hurts was actually the number two scorer last year. Josh Allen was number one.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the top five right now. Brian Fish at Fish_in_Fresno goes with CMC 101. How do you feel about that one?
I think he reached. Dude, we're going to be able to start three quarterbacks. CMC was a fine scorer. Scored 400 points last year on an incredible year. Is it more likely that you're going to get a quarterback that does something like that? Absolutely.
What's interesting is there is a third round reversal in these also. In an 18 team draft. Mm-hmm. You might get that third QB if you go QB QB.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
Do you want three quarterbacks?
Do I want three quarterbacks? Absolutely.
But you're not going to get, I mean, you're going to get two and like a half a quarterback.
Okay, maybe. But if you go to quarterbacks and you look at what they did last year, you can go down to Derek Carr, who scored 310 points. Matthew Stafford scored 309. Josh Dobbs scored 307. Now, if you want to look at wide receivers, all right, in the same vein, the number four wide receiver, Puka, scored 300 points, 298.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want all the quarterbacks. Give me all the quarterbacks. The running backs. Okay, it was CMC with 407, and then you had Breece at 309.
I'm in another eliminator, and I had the 102, and I took Jalen Hurts.
Well, I'm glad we didn't have to argue that. We'll argue later. But I think we're going to have to just hammer quarterback. Just hammer it.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about the number 15, number 17 quarterback scoring as much as the number 2 running back or the number 4 wide receiver. 333 was the number 1 tight end, Evan Ingram. And Travis Kelce scored 309. So, yeah, if we want the points, we're going to have to drill the quarterback position. If you're in an eliminator and you're not just hammering quarterback, you're doing something wrong. Because you want to be that guy that has 3 of those guys. And then you want to go and find the Giants head coach on there and draft him late for 10 points on your 13 weeks that he loses. Because you see that if you lose, you get 10 points. That could be a nice little booster at the end there. Did you see the defensive scoring? I want to see.
I didn't pay attention. You know what? The defense has kind of carried some teams last year.
They don't carry anybody this year because the best defense scored negative 91.
Oh, my God.
Because it's set up to where everything they do gets negative points. Tackle for loss, negative 1. Fumble recovery, negative 2. Interceptions, negative 2. Block punt, safeties, everything negative. Offensive points against. If you don't get somebody to score 30-plus points, you get 0 or less. If they don't score, if they don't get 476 yards or more, don't even touch the defenses. Like, just don't even look at them. Negative 91. Washington Commanders. They had – this is stupid. This is so crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, my God.
They had 4 weeks with positive points.
If anyone drafts a defense, they're crazy.
They're fucking stupid.
You talked about the Commanders.
Their best week was 5 points.
On the season, minus 89. When your best defense – yeah, you're not going to take a defense at all.
Their highest scoring week was 5 points.
Unless – is it defense – defense isn't mandatory, is it?
I don't think so. Oh, we better check that shit. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. That changes things, right?
It might. Let me come up here and hit the I'm on league rules. Let's go to settings. Let's see what the requirements are. Nope, 0 to 8. Nope, it's 8 starters and doesn't matter. Oh, gosh. I want to see who drafts defense. That's what I want to see.
Somebody on auto pick, right?
I can't wait to see that happen.
An auto pick defense. Auto pick.
I like that we got the number 2 scorer from last year at the 105. That's good.
Lamar,
I wonder what it's going to look like when we get down to, 18, 13, like the 31st pick. What's that going to look like? Really curious. We may have a tough time getting 3 quarterbacks.
The 105 is going to kill us on the reversal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because we're going to be like 40-something by then.
So let's see. What is that? That is
36. We'll be like pick 49 or something like that.
It's pick 50.
Pick 50, yeah.
Let me see if my other eliminator has made it to pick 50.
Okay. That should be interesting. I want to see if there's a quarterback available.
Right. Gardner Minshew.
And see, I would take Gardner Minshew there.
That's a good pick. Minshew, I was considering him at 38. I took Sam Laporta.
Uh-huh. Which Laporta scored probably more than Minshew last – or Minshew probably will.
I don't know. I feel like he's still ascending. I don't know. I took Purdy.
He scored 295 last year, so.
Right. And you can get – it's like 250. It's like 2.5. It's 2.5 for like a first down tight end catch.
Right. Yeah, the only problem is that everything a quarterback does scores. Throw yards, score. Throw interceptions, score. You know, it doesn't matter. Throw touchdowns, score.
Right.
So that's the thing about quarterback scoring is it's just so highly inflated.
Well, guess what? So Minshew goes 50. Russell Wilson goes 52.
And see, I think I would take Russ over Minshew. What did Russ do last year?
Wait, hold on. Let me just – hold on.
Well, Russ scored 340 last year. I think I would take Russ because I know he's starting. We don't know. We don't actually – I mean, we have a good idea or we hope that Minshew is starting, but we don't know for sure that he's starting. Is that fair?
I think Minshew is starting.
No, I know. Like I said, I think he is. We think he is. We believe he is, but we don't know he is.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
He is. We assume he is.
Yeah, we assume he is. That's the key right there. We don't know for sure. Oh, boy. That's a lot of little things.
Hold on, dude.
I got to go. I got to expand my screen here to see this. Golly. You know I'm getting old, man. I can't see as well as I used to.
You got to get the readers, man. Okay, so this is the. I just want to show you the quarterback run at pick 40.
Okay, so there's – you took LaPorta. We're talking about Daniel Jones, which I bet that's actually not a bad pick.
Well,
Levis down there.
So here's the thing on Daniel Jones. There's like – Drew Locke might give him – I mean, this dude broke his back last year.
Come on, no.
ACL or whatever.
Drew Locke is not pushing Daniel Jones off the field.
I'm talking about if he's not – if Danny Dimes is not healthy – remember, he's coming off like an ACL tear.
No, he didn't.
And a broken back, right?
What was his injury? It wasn't that severe.
He had like a broken neck and an ACL in the last two seasons. Well, whatever, man. He's 40. So Will Levis at 40. Danny Dimes, 41. Bo Nix, 43. Derek Carr. Leviton takes Derek Carr at the 45th pick. And then FF Koala goes Drake May at 46.
Oh shit! I honestly didn't realize DJ had torn his ACL. It was actually an ACL.
Yeah, man.
That was in November. I didn't realize it was an ACL. I thought it was something.
Oh my god! It was like put him out of his misery already.
There were so many ACL injuries. So Minshew down there at 50.
He's got a busted back, a neck or something. So Minshew at 50. And then Russ Wilson.
50. See, I would be so happy with Russ Wilson there.
I think Fields is going to.
You know you don't.
Take him over, baby.
Dude, they're over there talking about putting – Jalen Warren's over there talking about him being on kickoff
returning kicks.
Fucking hell. He is not – if the team is talking about him as a kickoff returner, that dude ain't pushing anybody out of the huddle. He is not going to be a quarterback. For fuck's sake.
What can you – so, I mean, Russ Wilson screaming bye is what you're saying? So is that our target now, Russ Wilson?
If Justin pick 50, yeah, in the third round, sure. If Justin Fields is returning kickoffs, I am not at all worried about him
being – Minshew or Russ Wilson?
I would take Russ. Really? Because, like I said, I know Russ is starting. I don't know.
Who's starting over Gardner Minshew?
Well, they got Aiden. I'm not saying that.
Aiden O'Connell?
Listen.
Dude, they paid Minshew like a good salary.
No, they didn't.
They sure did.
What did they pay him? Like 2 years, $15 million or something
they
like that?
They gave him a decent they gave him like low-tier starter money for like a season. They gave him
25 years, 2 years, 25.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is not a lot of money.
That's 2 years, $25 million? That $25 million?
It sounds like a shit ton to us, but it ain't much for an NFL quarterback.
Dude, you know what they're paying? Like backup QBs get like a high-end one gets like $8 million.
$8, $10 million. He was brought in to compete for the starting job.
He's got 25 guaranteed, Minshew?
No, $15 million guaranteed.
That's still a decent number.
Like I didn't say it was a bad contract.
That's starting money.
I didn't say it is not starter money.
Bridge quarterback money.
No, it's not even that.
But there's no one to bridge.
Right. Like,
Minshew's job to lose. And he's going to throw some picks. You know, he's going to be high scoring QB in this format. He had a decent, his score last year was like,
no, he scored well last year.
Yeah. And he's going to have maybe a better time.
We know more, but I doubt it because I mean that'll be in like 4 days or something. But what? But maybe by the time that we pick, we're in the third round and we're picking, Minshew will be, you know, we'll know more. But like we just said, we think, we believe, etc., that he's starting, but we don't know that he's starting. Is that fair?
Well, there are folks that want Justin Fields to take over midseason.
That's because people are dumb. The NFL has told us we don't think Fields is a quarterback.
They might flip
traded for a sixth rounder.
Okay, you want to know what QBs are out there still?
Yeah.
Okay, so we rattled off the last like 10. Geno Smith was off the board right prior to that. I started that run.
Sure. Yeah.
Stafford went 34. You know, whatever.
Levis was already off. Who's still available? It can't be much. I mean, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr, Gardner Minshew were at the bottom of the barrel.
Caleb Williams went 16 overall.
Yeah, I get that. Who's available?
Who's available? Let's see.
I think we're going to see a lot of Caleb Williams rising in drafts.
Howell Fields. So I'm doing the top scores from last year.
Howell Fields. So these are guys that are playing.
Howell Fields, just to give you an idea of the level of player we're at. Howell Fields, Dobbs. Then TJ Hockenson's still there.
But quarterback.
He had 301 points last year.
But he missed a lot of the season. He missed a good bit of the season, like five games or something with the ACL injury.
He didn't miss really any time. That happened at the end of the year.
I thought it happened like week 13 or something.
Happened week 16.
Oh, no shit.
And he just had a crappy game week 4, but, I mean, he had some big 31, 38
games. So he missed two games last year.
So to give you an idea of the players that are available, you got Hawk, ETN, Rashad White, Njoku, James Cook, Kyron Williams.
What quarterbacks? Is that the end of the line for quarterbacks? Is like Minshew and Russell Wilson, and then there's no other starters?
There are no starting quarterbacks available.
Like, because we just saw Brett May was off the board. I'm sure Jaden Daniels went way earlier.
Here's everyone. It's Sam Howell Fields. Yeah, there's nothing like – it's just Jake Browning. It's just backups.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you don't pick like a Russell Wilson, Gardner Minshew, you're fucked. You're just looking at this – you're looking at starting two quarterbacks instead of three.
What's funny is Russ Wilson was the last starting quarterback picked.
Right, yeah.
52. So get your three QBs before the 52nd pick.
I'd be so happy with Russell Wilson. And the guy that took Christian McCaffrey 101, basically only got one shot at a QB now.
Guess what?
In the second round.
Let's talk about us. We are going to be up against the top 50. We have the 50th pick.
Right.
There's only two starting quarterbacks drafted from 50. Gardner.
We are going quarterback round two, right?
We got to go quarterback 1, 2, and 3, don't we?
Yeah. If we have the opportunity to take 1 and 3, we'll take them 1 and 3.
So if Minshew and Wilson
possibly, yeah,
are the only two left, we're choosing one of those.
Yeah.
And it's going to be we're not even looking at any other players. You don't want to see the best available player? You're not curious?
Well, I know the best available is those two quarterbacks.
Devontae Adams went right after Russ Wilson.
Well, because those two quarterbacks both scored on a per game basis more than any player in that listing. Because Gardner only started, how many games did Gardner start last year? Like 13 or something like that?
Yeah, he started like 16.
No, because Richardson started.
Yeah, there's 17 games. And he started game two, week two.
He started 13 games.
He was out. He missed week one and he missed week four. He played in the rest of the games.
But he only started 13 of them.
Oh, okay.
He didn't start in week 4 or 5. Who started those games? I really don't know.
It's funny that he played. Oh,
Richardson started those. So Richardson missed a week. He came back, started a couple, got hurt. Minshew came in week 5 and then started.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what happened.
Man, do you really want to put your life into Anthony Richardson?
No, I don't. I have a zero of him.
I have one.
I have none. And I'm not upset about it. Like I'd rather put my eggs in a basket that doesn't feel so fragile. Like I need more padding in my basket than that.
Padding in your basket?
Yeah, I don't want my eggs to be breaking. If you go to collect eggs out of the coop and you let your 2-year-old son drop them in the bucket, that's what I feel like Anthony Richardson is. He's my 2-year-old dropping the egg in the bucket, and I can just hear one of them crack every time.
Dude, you know that happens. It's the struggle. It's real.
Today was the best. We went out there to put the chickens away, and I told him, I said, Crosby, all the way in the bucket. And he said it all the way in the bucket for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
Because usually we're throwing an egg out. It's like, oh, there's an egg.
How many eggs do you get per day?
Oh, man, it's like 2 or 3 a day right now.
2 or 3 a day? Oh, that's perfect.
Well, that's not perfect because we like to give them away. We like to give eggs away. We like to, like, we give people give us egg cartons and we'll fill them up and send them out. So like when, like I said before, I think I said it when we first got these 17 or and it was 18, now it's 17 chicks. We're going to get a dozen or more a day. 17. Once they start laying. Once our little 17 chicks start laying. That's just off of them. Then we'll get the residuals from our old hens until they stop laying completely. But yeah, we'll get 17 or 18 eggs a day. I mean, we'll get a dozen to 15 eggs a day out of those 17 chicks. So we like to give them away. We don't even sell them. Although we might sell some to the neighborhood once we start making a ton. Because it's hard to
give away. What do you sell an egg for?
Going rate somewhere around $3 to $5 a dozen.
$3 to $5 a dozen. Nice.
It's fine. If you sell, because you know you got to pay for feed, and these chicks eat a lot. So bag of feed's like $20, and probably cost a couple bags a month. So, and we don't do it.
Oh,
we don't really care. I mean, that's nominal money in the grand scheme of things. It's not like, oh my gosh, we're buying $40 or $60 a feed for chickens. We're gonna be broke.
So, you ready for a hard right turn?
Oh boy, here we go. Shit, here we go.
Well, Donovan Peoples-Jones, droppable?
Yes. Yeah. Is he my first choice to drop? No.
I'm about to drop him.
Who else do you have that you could drop?
I don't know. Tyler Henneke.
Yeah. Why would you not drop Taylor Henneke?
The backup in Atlanta?
He's a third string.
Is he third? Who's second? Penix!
Michael Penix! Mr. Penis!
You don't think Henneke's a trade bait?
I don't know, because they renegotiated his contract just about 3 weeks ago. So he's only due like $1.2 million in salary. So he's cheap now. He's super cheap. Yeah. They converted some. They took off game day bonuses. His cap hit's only like $4.5 million.
I got Brevin Jordan and Josh Oliver.
Josh Oliver is droppable.
You think? Minnesota tight end? Isn't he like the...
Isn't he like 29 years old and has never like done
Hawk, shit? But is Hawk coming back in one piece?
What did Josh Oliver do when Hawk wasn't in the lineup last year?
Yeah, you're right, Josh Oliver. See you later, buddy.
Boom. Not a damn thing.
Yeah, he's crap. He's never been any good.
No, he's never been good. if your best season is 213 yards in four seasons, yeah. You're 27 years old. Like,
but DPJ, I mean, we're not going to be calling. We're not being high-fiving anybody anytime soon with this guy. He would have, would have been nice, but he is what he is. And he was never really – he was like – there was a glimmer of hope for him, but that was it.
There was. But that's all it is. It's just a glimmer of hope.
You're dropping. So. Getting dropped, buddy. You're right. DPJ, yeah. See you later, man.
Yeah.
And Tyler Henneke, you think I should drop him?
It depends on what your other drops are.
Brevin Jordan?
No, I'm keeping Brevin Jordan.
Slayton? Darius Slayton?
I might hold on to him too. Not because I think he can be anything, but because I think he can be more than what Taylor Heineken.
What about Israel Abanaconda?
Nah, he's gone. Fuck it. I know he's a Jet.
I feel like I need to hear some training camp buzz on. I mean, he was banged. He was injured all last year. I mean, who knows what lights a fire under him?
What's the Jets debt chart right now? I'm looking this up because I couldn't tell you who is.
Brees Hall. It's Brees Hall, Braylon Allen, 1-2, and then there's the third guy they drafted, and then this guy, Abanaconda.
Oh, Braylon Allen. Allen jumps right over. No, so technically, our lads has Abanaconda as number two on their depth chart, but we all know that Braylon Allen's the real number two. And then they got Isaiah Davis, the fifth rounder, as the fourth running back there. But I don't think anybody thinks that Abanaconda is actually the number two there. How are your rookie drafts going, bud?
That's right. I'm just one just finished, and I'm staring at the team right now as now that they're on my team with sleeper, you can't either. They don't until the draft is over. They're not like on your team.
So aggravating.
So
let me tell you why I'm aggravated, because I'm doing a sleeper startup.
Ah, those are the best.
Are they the best?
We had a color-coded
draft board. I can't even see who's on my team unless I scroll down and just look at what my assets are down the bottom. I can't even see, like, oh, there's my quarterback. Yeah. There's my tight end. I don't have a tight end. There's my hold on, Larry. This is the best part. All right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you where we're at in the draft. We are at, when this loads, come on, Sleeper. Get your shit together. We are at the 1303, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Which would be my pick, but I traded it. We are at the 1303, and I currently have
Brandon Allen, you
punk. Three, four, five. I have 6 players on my team after 12 rounds.
Wow. 13.
I've just decided everybody in this league, everybody is trying to compete except me. And you know me, I'll
clean it up.
I'll punt for sure.
Yeah, why not?
I don't mind punting year one.
Fine wine, right?
Yeah. Well, I have 4 first next year. I have 3 firsts in 2026. I have 3 seconds in 2026.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It could be fun. And I got my quarterbacks short up. I got Herbert and Tua. I got Jefferson at the 203. And then I end up drafting Jordan Addison, Blake Corman, Hollywood Brown. So a young team. That's all it is. A bunch of youngsters. Nobody over the age of 26.
Justin Jefferson?
I got Justin Jefferson at the 203.
You have Jefferson, Herbert, Tua, and then like a bunch of first rounders?
Well, and I also have Jordan Addison and then Blake Corman, Hollywood Brown. But yeah, and a bunch of firsts. So I'm assuming I'm going to have the 101 next year because I have 6 players on my team after 12 rounds. So odds are pretty good.
Yep.
And then, so I have the 101 and then whatever else happens. It's going to be hard.
So I'm in the Renegades, one of these Renegades leagues.
Yep.
And it's only a 3-round rookie draft.
I like that.
Right. And at the 312, I sent, it's the last pick of the draft. I sent him a 2025 third for his 312, and he turned me down.
Really?
No, he took
that. Somebody he wanted.
Braylon Allen lasted that long.
I don't know that it would have been Braylon Allen for me at 312, but okay. Yeah.
He was out there.
Who else was out there? Now, see, the best thing about that is now you cannot ignore the blind bids. You have to jump right in there.
Oh, yeah, so you got to go in heavy.
Yeah, I just finished Trade Addicts, TA4. I guess people thought they weren't that because I had, I had Tua, Dak, and Deshaun Watson. I guess they thought I wasn't going to take quarterbacks because they played chicken with me. And I ended up with Jaden Daniels and Drake May as well. Like, no, don't fuck with me. I will take quarterback. I am not scared to take quarterbacks on top of quarterbacks on top of quarterbacks.
Yeah. You know, peeps are going to go hard in this league because some other guys have been dropping folks.
Yeah,
Alec Pierce was dropped.
What? So.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, so who cares about a wide receiver 4?
Joe Flacco. Oh, wait, Joe Flacco was added. Alec Pierce was dropped. Booty.
What's been your strategy so far in the second and third round?
A wide receiver.
Still hammering wide receivers.
We're planning a wide receiver, yes. Oh, actually, so I've only been in 2 rookie drafts.
Yep.
And the draft results were with this particular one where it was I sniped Dickey in this league. I had the 109 and I shipped the 109 and a 25 second to the 107. And I snagged JJ McCarthy, who was still hanging out there. So Dickey at 108 takes Drake May, and then I'm back on the clock. And I was all over Ladd McConkey with that second pick, the 110.
The 110 you took Ladd McConkey. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was Xavier Worthy?
Worthy went right before at the 1-9.
Okay.
Yeah. After McConkey went Brooks and Penix and Nix. And Brian Thomas, who fell to the 2-2.
It's interesting how far May has fallen. Brian Thomas I've seen fall a good bit. I don't get that one. I don't know what happened to make people feel less confident in Brian Thomas.
Well, I needed a QB2. All I had was Justin Herbert on this team. So hopefully McCarthy turns into somebody. But yeah, But it was a logical pick. I had to make a move. No brainer. And what's funny is Dickie traded 2 seconds to get the 108, and he fucking ended up with Drake May.
Well,
is he whatever? I mean, I don't know. Everything's a dart throw at this point.
Is Dickie competing this year? Or probably not.
I think he's a competitor. Yeah, I'm a complete rebuild right now. So I take Keon. I love this. Is what I love about the rookie drafts and when you're in a few leagues because you're just taking shots anyway. So you have like, I try to have everybody, in to a certain extent that are all the whole you know, just to have a piece of everyone because you never know who's gonna pop or
right. Whatnot. Yeah.
Sometimes you get super lucky. But anyway, so I go. I have in this particular draft 110 Ladd McConkey at the 2-4 Keon Coleman, 3-2 Malachi Corley, and the 3-8 Roman Wilson who fell. So these are all guys that were taken in the third round or less. And who knows? Every team that they went to kind of has a need for them. So whether it be a QB2 or a QB1. In some cases.
Right. So when I've been getting into the second round, and I was asking that because this is like the typical, like the prototypical year for me to hammer running backs in the second and third round. Just hammer.
Yeah.
So like in Trade Addicts at 207, I took Corum. 211, I took Marshawn Lloyd. At 405, I took
Christian. Love that Lloyd pick.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about him next year. Not necessarily this
year.
But in 2025, that could be interesting.
Kind of like Rashad White sat that first year, and then it was like they kind of took over for a little bit.
But yeah, so those three running backs. In the middle of that, I took Jatavion Sanders at 305. It's a 1.75. I'm comfortable with that. And then I took Tez Walker at the 410 just to take a shot. But now I've got to go into when he opens up blind bids. Yeah. Isaac Garrido is still there. Tyrone Tracy is still there. So those are two guys that I'm going to go hard at just because I think that they could – those two guys are in good situations, especially Tracy, with only Singletary in front of him basically.
Yeah.
So that's a sneaky one. Yeah, I can't get into the second round wide receivers. Like it just doesn't do it for me. I don't like their profiles. I don't like the fact that they broke out so late. Like Brian Thomas Jr.
Like the Jalen Polk?
Well, it's like Xavier Leggett, Brian Thomas Jr. You know, these guys that didn't do anything for – like Adonai Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell did nothing with Georgia and then goes and has a decent season. But nothing like crazy. I don't know. I don't want to see a receiver get 1 year. Now, I did take Roma Dunze in that draft. I don't know if I want to hold on to him or not. I don't know how I feel about him.
You can't expect much the first year.
No, but it's kind of like a JSN situation. Who, by the way, is one of the easy buys for me right now. Like, I want to get some more JSN. I also want to get some more Rashee Rice. Why don't you trade him to me?
Hey, I'm a dude. I think he's fine. All this latest stuff is nonsense.
Yeah. I traded Chris Godwin straight up for Rashee Rice earlier.
Wow. You got rid of Godwin?
I did. Yeah.
You're over him, huh?
No, I'm not. But I wanted upside. This is a team that is very, very, very good. Like Dak, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, and then Breece Hall, Kamara. And then this is where it gets really crazy. Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Puka. Now I have Rashee Rice and also Devontae Adams and Nico Collins. So I wanted to get a little bit younger there and shoot for some upside because Chris Godwin just wasn't making him a lineup. You know, when you've got four or five guys like CeeDee Lamb, Puka, Jefferson, Collins, and Davante Adams, you don't ever want to start Chris Godwin. So I figured I can reset the clock 4 years and just ride that.
You know what I hate about Sleeper?
What's that?
It's this. They don't put the first guy's name.
Oh, I know. It's just an initial. I don't understand that either. So, like, you don't know, okay, who the hell is C. Schrader? He's Cody Schrader. But if you don't know that, come on, man. Yeah.
Right.
You were looking at some, like, bottom-of-the-barrel guys here, though.
There's nobody here.
Jace McClellan, yeah.
He wasn't a bad pick in Devy back not too long ago.
Yeah, and then he got drafted to be the third stringer in Atlanta.
Nobody cowing for San Fran?
Yeah, he was, what, like a fifth round or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really no one. Steve Washington doesn't. Right, you don't know who you're talking about.
You can click on their profile to see who, like,
right.
He is. Yeah. And I don't even know. Look, I don't know who the fuck Casey Washington is of the Falcons. Yeah, so I'm trying to acquire Rashee Rice, but I'm trying to get him for fairly cheap. And I'm not saying that Godwin is cheap. That's not the case at all. Godwin is not cheap. But I did send you Freiermuth for it. Why are we full screened on me here?
I don't know.
I did send you Muth for him. I thought maybe. And then I sent you Dobbs in another league for him.
Dobbs?
Like I said.
Not Dobbs?
I sent you Romeo Dobbs.
Oh, Romeo Dobbs. Sorry.
Yeah.
You said Dobbs. I thought you said Dobbs.
Yeah, I can't. Nobody's thinking about Josh Dobbs. You are, I guess, but no, I'm not. Yeah, I sent you Romeo Dobbs. I don't know how to say his name. Dobbs.
Hey, Dobbs. You know what? Rashee Rice for Dobbs is just that's not.
I know. I'm trying.
Dobbs is like waivers worthy.
No, he's not waiver worthy. But I am trying to take advantage of the news cycle, you know?
Of course.
So I sent Rashad Bateman for Rashee Rice.
Nobody took that deal.
I mean, he ain't responded. No, I know. He's
one of those guys that gets upset about a deal.
Probably.
You know?
I guess I could do – I haven't done it in the DDCL yet. I haven't tried to make a trade, but I don't even know what the hell's going on there. We need to let the dispersal run out there. Speaking of dispersals.
Yes.
Dynasty Hot Sauce League. Looking for probably two still. We had some interest. I'm not sure that.
Two. Maybe we can get some of our FC Eliminator. Maybe we can get somebody in there.
Yeah, since they're in the Eliminator, let's ask if they want to be in the Listener League. Yeah,
we should go into the chat and say, "Hey, we're giving away two spots to first two people," and just like trick them into thinking that we're not desperate for fucking
two right. Yeah. Yeah, we need two people to run a dispersal. Right now, we have five. I'm going to open it up for second chance. So there's no telling. Like we had somebody the other day say that they might get into the dispersal. So I'm going to open it up. It's 42 teams, three copies, 14 team divisions. There's two different playoffs. So you got a division playoff and you got an overall championship. So you could be running simultaneous playoff brackets, trying to win that ship. I mean, there's just a lot going on. We have a charity part of it where we donate. The winner of the overall championship gets to choose where to donate money. And the big twist. Go and draft Larry Monkeys first and give him the big double FU.
I'm going to get it soon, man. I'm taking it back, and that'll be the 101.
You're going to have to draft
third pick.
You're going to have to draft your own pick at 101 to get it.
I have the third pick in this league.
I would not suggest taking your pick with the third pick.
Dude, I don't have a single quarterback in this league.
But you have the 103?
I do.
So you have Jaden Daniels.
I know. I don't want to take a quarterback.
You have to take a quarterback. Don't worry about your offensive line. You can build that later. You got to get your quarterback, Larry.
I mean, what would you do with the 103 if you don't take a quarterback?
I don't have a running back either.
Who cares? You can get – okay, all right.
I also don't have a wide receiver, so I can get like a
– Okay, New York Giants, go get yourself a running back and tell me how that works out for you.
Well, come on. I mean
– This is super flex. You need – This is stupid.
103. Who am I getting at the 103?
Can you trade that for Dak? No, because you don't like Dak.
No.
I was going to say,
why would I give away the 103 for Dak Prescott? Oh, my
God. Well, I was saying Dak and a player.
Was he the black Kirk Cousins? Is that what they call him?
I don't know, but he scores a shit ton of points. So, but I'm saying, if you could trade him for, Dak and DK Metcalf for the 103, would you do that?
No.
Wow. I would give.
I just don't want Dak on my team. It's just not.
I know. You have this bias against. You have to make a move. You have this bias against Dallas Cowboys quarterbacks at
school. Well, yeah, probably that. Yeah, I'm kind of okay having CeeDee Lamb on my team, though.
I'm very okay with, I established that, but yeah.
I wish I had an early 103, but I have the last 103. Which means it'll probably be. You know, all the Harrisons and
Caleb Williams
Caleb Williams will be gone.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking
but if 14 last
flex in a 14 team super flex, it might be better to take Jaden Daniels than Marvin Harrison.
Listen though, if it was the last Marvin Harrison, I could probably collect,
Yeah, you could probably. But if it's the last Jaden Daniels, you could probably collect.
Yeah. So it looks like Jaden Daniels is going to be my QB1.
Yeah.
And that's the 103.
Look, that's a start.
4, 4, 4, 5, 5, 5. And I have the 105.
Oh, well, there you go. There's JJ McCarthy. You're done.
And I have the 1-6.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had all these picks.
So that'll give me two quarterbacks and a wide receiver. Stud. Yeah.
Well, the 109, the 115, and the 118. Yeah, that's not bad.
That'll give me my quarterback room and a stud receiver to build around.
See, there you go.
Now, which receiver can be around there?
Probably a Neighbors or a Dunze at the worst, but probably a Neighbors.
You
could probably go Neighbors at the 105 and then McCarthy at the 106.
Oof. Well, it depends on how many are left.
It really depends. Yeah, it does. And the multi-copy league, you're also going to need to look at what's there, what teams are there, who the bomb has. He has Kyler Murray and Aaron Rodgers, but that's about it. And then Orphan 3, who knows what that's going to look like. Right. I mean, 117 is not going to be owned by Orphan 3. Right. Neither is the 113. Those are going to be out there for the dispersal.
Yeah.
So, right. I don't know. Oh, that was Madman's 117. I like looking at this. The 114 was Ridley Truther.
Yeah, I mean, those are pretty much my max picks around pick 50, so there's not much there.
I have
there might be because of the firsts. There might be some rookies pushed down my way. Because of they're the rookie. Yeah, they'll be first rounders in the rookie draft.
Yeah, but where are you talking about those at? Are you talking about those in the second round? Oh, because you're at the 50th pick. Yeah, you're going to have players there.
Right.
I guarantee they'll be playing.
Because currently there aren't really any 50th. Well, it wouldn't be the 50th pick. It would be the three divided by 50.
Well, I mean, it'd be the 117 or whatever, if you wanted to count it like that. But it's the 50th overall pick divided by
50. So it'd be an early second rounder.
Yeah, it's an early second. And it could be a early first in 2020.
It could be a first, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have the 218 as well and the 221. You could get... You should be stocking up on 2026 first there. That's going to be...
They'll be gone by the 219. Right? They'll be done.
No. No, we have 42 firsts in the draft.
Oh, my God.
42 firsts.
Yeah. Those picks will be firsts for me.
They've got to be. They really probably have to be. And then you load up on 2026 firsts and you're rolling right along again. You can do a rebuild.
Well, that's been my plan.
Well, it has to be since you suck so much in the startup.
Dude, that startup was a million years ago.
This is why I have decided I am not a good startup drafter. I'm just not. But I am a great wheeler and dealer during a draft. And so I'd rather wheel and deal and then draft rookies later or trade. I think I figured that out about myself. Like, don't even try to win first year because it's just, it looks so ugly when I do it. Yeah. I'd rather trade out, get picks, and then be able to have that flexibility in trades later.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm gonna start to get into the hot sauce league because I haven't, you know, when you have a shit team, you're not checked in. Like, you're not in.
Yeah.
You're kind of an outsider looking in, man, when you have a shit team or when you're rebuilding. When you start to get, like, your team starts to get good, man, then I'm like, I'm all in. I'm all in.
I never had that problem because I knew going in. No. I knew going in my team was going to be just.
I know, but I'm just not invested in the league itself when my team is just seeds in the ground, you know, with them. Because I like to grow teams from like that. So I know the feeling, and this hot sauce league is literally this, like ground zero. There, I mean, I have some color in the corner with my tight ends, you know, of my backyard of a team. But everything else is just seeds in the ground. It looks like I'm going to get some, you know, five or six potential starters out of this draft.
You need to be moving George Kittle.
I have Kittle on my team.
Yeah, Kittle's on your
team. I do.
You need to be moving him. He needs to be gone in this rookie draft.
Well, who do I have? All I have is Laporta after that.
Well, yeah, but by the time you're competing, George Kittle's going to be like 32.
Well, I'm going to need more. I'll have to get a
– You got Musgrave as well.
Musgrave's – they're talking about him splitting time with the other guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure he's going to split time.
So – who's going to be the
but that's one? 10 or 12, that's 10 or 12 points a game. It's fine.
Oh, man. Even a terrible taxi squad here. To Jason Brownlee and Jonathan Mingo.
Mingo, yeah.
Tyler Scott.
I'm not even sure what's on my taxi squad. I want to see here.
Luke Schoonmaker. Give me a break. I got Damian Pierce and oof. Yeah.
Let's see here. I have Danny Gray, Pierre Strong, and Raheem Jarrett on my taxi.
I can't believe no one has come to – you know what? Fuck. Jesus. This is terrible, dude. I totally fucked up.
Look, I got really excited for a second here because I forgot. So I have two firsts this year. I have three firsts in 2025, and I started scrolling down. It's like, damn, I got a bunch of firsts in 2026. But I forgot it's because I've had people send me their firsts. And I still have to have people send me their fucking firsts before the dispersal and then rookie draft. Let's see. What else is going on in the world these days? I sent another offer I sent in the Hot Sauce League was give up Cooper Kupp, get Rashee Rice.
Yes.
Kaboom didn't want to do that, but I'm hoping that Sleaze Monkey will. So I didn't think that was a terrible offer. Come on, Ryan.
Dude, your offers are terrible.
Cooper Kupp for Rashee Rice in this like news flurry right now. That's not a bad offer. Come on,
it's a news flurry. It's not a news, like what?
Yeah, but you got to try. Sometimes you got to try and capitalize on the news cycle.
All right. I was like, well, how come no one's really popped in to join us tonight? And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't put the link in the Patreon.
Oh, you jerk.
Yes.
You dropped it to our.
I dropped it in the. Oh, I'm the terrible.
Eliminator.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a giveaway. We have to give away some. I need to. I have no time on my hands, man.
I still have to go and score the. I'll do that tonight. Figure out who won that jersey or whatever we were giving away.
Yeah, right.
I gotta go score the draft thing. I'll do that tonight. Ooh. While I'm laying in bed, miserable.
Oh my God, it just sucks. It's just everything is just, I'm so busy right now. It doesn't make any sense. I can't end my, I have this little kid tied to my body. Really terrible.
So we've had in the Eliminator 3 picks since we went.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep. Text your nephew. Tell him he's on the clock. Anthony Richardson. Yes. Anthony Richardson, Joe Burrow, and Caleb Williams have gone off since we picked. So Caleb went as the seventh quarterback off the board.
Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm. That's your boy TH. TH took him.
He took Caleb Williams?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Let's see here. I'm going to text him right now. Maybe. I just sent him a text with the YouTube link.
Yeah, he ought to be awake. It's only 11 o'clock.
Yes. And I said, you're on the clock. Couldn't jump in the chat. So who are you taking here?
I'm curious to see what the 16-year-old does.
Yeah, right.
Has he played any super flex leagues before?
No. No idea.
Yeah, this could
be. I don't feel bad. So we've missed, only 18 minutes have gone by. So hopefully, who knows if this guy's asleep? I doubt it. He's got to be awake. He'll be 17 in like 2 months.
Yeah, no way. No way he's asleep. Does he call you Uncle Larry?
No, he does not. He has listened to the show.
He made his pick. Tyreek Hill.
Whoa, he did. Fucking guy. Come on. 356 points. Was gonna have some fun. Not a bad pick, I guess.
356 last year. That's not bad. It's not bad.
He didn't listen to the he did not know. We should have told him. You gotta take a QB, baby.
No, we shouldn't. We should not tell him. Should not tell him.
We gotta give him a little help. We'll tell him to listen to I'll be like, listen to the show, man. Listen to the show.
You know who I'm gonna tag Troy in the Patreon. That he's on the clock in the Eliminator. He might be asleep though.
So no, it's like 9 o'clock, 9 p.m.
You know he goes to sleep early, right?
So who is it? Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Dak, Jordan Love, CeeDee Mayfield, Jared Goff.
It ain't happening, but yeah. We got a long way ahead of us.
But interesting pick with Tyreek Hill. You know, he's a top 12 player in this format. Another year with Tua.
Yeah, we might have seen his peak last year.
Yeah, he missed one game. Who knows?
He got injured at the end of the year. He got banged up. But
yeah,
what he did in the middle of the season last year was crazy.
We would have advised QB.
Yes, we would have, since if you look at the scoring, there are four. Well, we're not going to count Sam Howell. So 4, 5, 6, 7 QBs that scored more than him last year that are still available. They're still available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill. Come on, buddy. I mean, why didn't he
respond to you? That's why
he made his pick. He made his pick. It give me the okay text or something.
He don't want to talk to Uncle Larry.
That's my text was, get on the clock and jump in the chat. I said, you're on the clock, jump in the chat. And I sent the link to the show. And he's not jumping the chat.
Yeah.
So a typical 16-year-old, almost 17-year-old, not listening.
Oh man, are you sure you're not 17, Larry?
Dude,
I can't get you to listen.
Either. My third grade daughter brings home math homework, and I'm like, I have no idea how to do this.
Right. Yeah, I'm not to that point yet. Like my kid's learning like 1 plus 2, 2 plus 4.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff up here, but. Yeah, I don't know. I'm psyched about my FC Eliminator, my rookie drafts. How many rookie drafts have you gotten into?
I have completed 3, and I'm in the middle of a rookie auction right now, and I just sold my auction dollars for DK Metcalf.
Oh, really?
I sold.
What is the compare? Where does he sit in terms of
All right, so I sold him for 2% of the auction money, which was equivalent to about the 208.
Okay, that ain't bad. That's
no, it's a great buy. It's a great buy. You would give the 208 easy for that. And not only that, but I don't know that I could use that money in any capacity. A mosquito coming across my face here. I don't know that I didn't get him either. I don't know that I could use that money in any capacity because there are like three or four big hitters that are just going to bully us around in the second round. So I would have just been sitting there trying to get like scraps off the heap, you know? Like just pulling off the scrap.
So you're in three. How many Brock Bowers do you have?
I have none right now. None. He hadn't fallen to me yet. I could have stayed. No, I couldn't have because he went off at 104 in this other league. So let's see here. In Trade Addicts, he went off, I think, at the 104. Let's see here. Yeah, Brock went off at the 104. I traded up from the 105 to the 103 and gave up like the 205 and got the 103 and like the 410 or something like that. So I could have taken him there, but I'm not taking him over Jaden Daniels. I just can't do it. So he went at the 104 there. I missed out on him at the 105. I wouldn't have gotten him at the 105.
I feel Jaden Daniels, Washington football team. I mean, are we talking about a relevant quarterback on the Washington football team?
Are we talking about a guy who can rush for 800 yards this year? Yeah, we are.
Okay.
We're talking about a guy who can do that. Let's see. Tecmo Bowl. I had the number 1 and 2 pick. I traded up from – what did I trade up from to get to the 10? So I had the 105, and I moved it in a package for the 102. And I went Marvin Harrison, Caleb Williams.
Wow.
I was going to go – I had the 101. I was going to go Caleb Williams regardless. And I was like, you know what? Let me just get a share of Marvin Harrison. So I did.
Me too. I'm okay. So I'm in the Superflex Army, and this is another league. It's a orphan I took over, and I it's a complete rebuild. I only have Aaron Rodgers on my team. Decided to just trade for yada, 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 trade for a bunch of picks. I end up with the 102, the 105, 106, and the 210, 211.
102, 105, 106, and then some seconds. Has this gone off yet?
I've been trading. You know, the draft is over. Ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 picks.
Okay, so tell me how your picks went then.
I had a strategy when the draft was set like a month ago or 2 months ago, and I was like, oh, man.
Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah.
Right.
So what happened?
Okay. Well, nothing happened per se. So I think Marvin Harrison at 102. I was seriously considering Jalen Daniels over Harrison just because of my lack of quarterbacks. And what had happened was the day before I tried to pre-draft I just threw some random pre-draft stuff in there to make the draft results look more appealing to me, like closer together. Cause when it's your pick in the NFL thing, it's like an extra block of like when you pre-draft though, it condenses.
What happened?
Well, no, I pre-drafted Marvin Harrison Jr. at 102.
Okay.
And I may have taken – and I was seriously considering Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Anyway, so 105. So this is how it goes. Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison, Jaden Daniels, 103, J.J. McCarthy, 104.
Okay.
So I have the 105, 106, and I'm like, okay.
Had you pre-drafted this?
No, I'm done with the pre-draft.
Okay, good. Don't pre-draft.
But I took Drake May at 105.
What'd you do at 106?
I took Brock Bowers because I have no tight ends.
Attaboy.
So I locked up I tried, who knows, but I needed the QB,
so you took May.
Right, and I tried to lock up my tight end room, and I also have Michael Mayer on the that was my guy I was looking forward to having.
Sure.
But my next tight end is Hunter Henry, so I feel maybe who knows Brock Bowers turns into somebody. Lock that up, lock up the tight end room, and it's just a quarterback dart throw at 105. I mean, what I wanted to do, I wanted to go Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze. I wanted to bang out three wide receivers and just lock up the wide receiver room. I have Garrett Wilson as one of my wide receivers. I have a decent wide receiver core. Christian Kirk, mm-hmm. Garrett Wilson. I got Jacoby Myers on this team, but that's it. So I wanted to just boom, 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 get those three guys. But then I was like, man, I don't want to miss out on – I have Aaron Rodgers and nobody. So I was like, let's roll the dice. It's a new regime. It's a brand new team in New England. Who knows if Brissett, who knows if this guy, if they'll treat this guy with respect and, you know, groom him into the role instead of throw him into the mix and him getting destroyed. Right? Anyway, so I got a piece of Drake May.
I'm fine with it because if you ever need a quarterback in Superflex, the cheapest time to get it is the rookie draft. There's no question about that. So I'm fine with it.
It was a roll of the dice, and I'm like, if I had to do it all over again, maybe I wouldn't. But, I mean, I wasn't expecting J.J. McCarthy to go 104. That came out of nowhere. But I probably didn't necessarily need to trade into the 106. Like, I could have waited. I don't think anybody was trading Drake May. He probably would have dropped, but whatever. It is what it is. But I ended up getting Marshawn Lloyd at the 210, Jalen Polk, 211. And then the 306, I took Braylon Allen, 31st overall pick. And the last pick of the third round, I took Will Shipley, our boy.
You know how I feel about Shipley.
Uh-huh.
Although I'll tell you, I passed on him at the 410 for Rasheen Ali in trade X4.
I think I traded for Braylon Allen, and I traded for Will Shipley.
Yeah. But I will have a good bit of Will Shipley. I already have him on a couple rosters. Maybe three now?
Yeah, why not? How is he not? How are they not going to use him?
Well, he's stuck behind Saquon, so there's that.
He's not. But come on, how long has anyone ever said that?
I mean, who got run in New York last year besides Saquon?
Oh, Matt Breida.
Yeah, sure he did. Here. How about we look that up? So Saquon played 14 games last year. All right. Which means someone should have some usage, right? Yeah, Matt Breida with 55 carries all season long.
They knew Saquon was gone, so they just were just like, let's run him.
But I mean, he missed three games and still Breida only got 55 carries on the season. He played 17 weeks.
Well, it was Breida and there was someone else too.
Yeah, Eric freaking Gray had 17 carries.
Right. That's it. Which was a rookie.
Eric Gray. Fifth rounder. Yep. I was big on Eric Gray last year. So
I had him in the Devy League.
Yeah. But I mean, it was literally Saquon had 247 carries. Daniel Jones, Tyrod Taylor, and Tommy DeVito looks like they had about 110 or something like that. So that leaves like 100 carries between Breida, Eric Gray, Brightwell, maybe not even that many carries. They had like 80 combined or something like that.
Oh, Dak Prescott with Troy. After I must have been paying attention to our Dak talk right there.
Yep, there it goes.
He always sides with you, Troy. He never sides with me.
Well, that's because he's got some sense to him.
Well, that's why Troy doesn't win leagues, probably. That's why. He's he's following. He's like in a cult. He's going to run DFF cult.
Every league we're in, let's see here. Hot Sauce League, yeah, I crushed you there. Dude, OG League.
Dude, you didn't tell anyone about the settings in the Hot Sauce League.
I told everyone about the settings. I literally made a big deal about the big twist.
No one was listening. Nobody.
I can't help it if people don't listen to me. I talked about the big twist for weeks. I literally pimped it out as the big part of
our week. Now I get it 3 years later.
No, fuck you. Yeah.
Who is Chris Langsberry taking at this
point? I'm still not sure you get it. You'll be here thinking firsts are going to be off of the 208. The 50th pick, all 42 firsts are going to be gone.
Who is the next QB that might fall to us in 21 picks?
It's going to be ugly. I don't think that this league is making the same mistake that whatever eliminator you're in was doing.
28 picks.
Who's on the clock now? Let's see here. Oh, Chris Langsberry. He was in our eliminator last year. But I don't think that's his Twitter handle. CLanks75. I tried to look him up earlier.
16, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 23. There's 23 quarterbacks left for us to take. 23 starters. What do you think?
Chris Langsberry don't even follow me. Come on, dog.
I followed everybody that
he don't follow me.
Hot Sauce Eliminator.
I've been following. He was in our thing last year. He even posted about drafting from the 11th spot today on Twitter.
Do I follow Chris Langsberry? Does he even follow me?
I don't know.
What's his name? Chris Langsberry. What's his
Twitter? Langs75.
L-A-N-S-75. Chris Langsberry follows me.
Motherfucker.
Guess he likes me better than you.
I guess so.
Family of four. Look at that guy. Nice family. Look at that. Great looking family. Definitely looks like a family that would be a Larry Monkey fan instead of a Run DFF fan.
You're going to have to add him because he doesn't follow me, so I can't add him.
Is he not in the – he's got to be in. You made a secret.
I didn't know because – well, no, I didn't make a secret one. I was not invited to the secret one. Because we're sharing the team, Alan only added you to the chat. He didn't add me. So I was like, "Well, shit. There's no FC eliminator."
Maybe he did add you, and you were too impatient.
No, he didn't.
You made your own. You made your own before you had a chance to add you.
He did not add me. When I got in there, there were 11 people already.
Was I in there?
Yeah, you were in there.
Because I feel like there was
like three people had been picked already.
All right, three? There's no way the draft started.
Yeah, the draft had started when I made my little whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I was like.
So Langsberry needs to be added.
Yeah, Langsberry needs to be added.
L-A-N-K-S.
L-A-N-K-S 75.
75. Boom. There you go, baby. Chris Langsberry.
There you go. See?
Maybe one day he will follow you.
Maybe one day.
Maybe you upset him. You probably upset him with one of your takes.
Man, maybe I need to unfollow him and follow him back.
You follow him and he doesn't follow you?
That's rough, huh? And he's in our eliminator. Jeez. For like the second or
regular,
third
year. He's a regular eliminator.
Yeah, it's like the second or third year in a row he's been.
He's got to get into the listener league.
If you don't follow me on Twitter, he ain't.
Yeah, Lanks. Come on, Lanks. One of his boys call him Lanks. Lanks 75. Let's go, Lanks. There are two people in this eliminator are going to be in listener league. No doubt about
it. Yeah, we got to find some. Yeah. Should I post it now?
Maybe.
Who else needs to be added? Well, Aiden in on Twitter.
You shouldn't have a Twitter handle when you're 16, right? You're probably not even allowed to. It's probably an 8-year-old.
Mike Stylewan. That's the other. And then who's Ed?
That's interesting.
I don't know who Ed is.
Hmm.
So we got three guys that don't have Twitter handles. So everybody else is added. I'm going to post in here. At all? Is that how you do it? No. At everyone? How do you tag everyone on Twitter?
I think I have no idea. Okay. Lanx is up. Where does Lanx? Oh, wait. Wow. Well, you can't. Is his page private for you? You can't see him, Lanx?
Well, I mean, I can see him. I just couldn't invite him.
Good old Lanx.
I can't even. I don't even think I can DM him.
Well, this is his 10-year anniversary on Twitter. Oh, well, in October it will be.
Yeah, I can't even. Yeah, in October. Yeah. I can't even DM him on
Twitter. Just respond to his Twitter post where he says he's starting from the 11th spot.
No. No, this is like principal now. This asshole needs to follow me.
Oh, my God. You
don't even listen to our podcast trying to get our eliminator. Okay. Come on, homie. So I live in a neighborhood called La Bourgeois. And
oh, that sounds kind of bougie, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like the Redneck Riviera. But I fixed an autocorrect in my phone thinking it would be easier. If I just put L-E and hit space, they would put La Bourgeois. Uh-huh. But every once in a while, I'll be typing something me, and I'll hit L-E instead. And it and then I'll hit space, and then, of course, I got a backspace because it says, like today, right just now, I was going to say, hit me up. And I hit me in space, but I must have hit the L-E. I fingered it. And all of a sudden it says, hit La Bourgeois. Like, damn it, I got a backspace out. You know, you try to make things easier for yourself, and then you just screw it all up. Well, do we have anything else to talk about, or should we let these people go? Get back to their regular life.
Let's go. All right. I'm texting Chris Langsbury. Doing it.
You do what?
I'm going to send him. I'm tweeting his 11th spot. Let's go, homie. What should I say to him?
Oh. Say, say it's happened. You're here. It's time. You've made it something bullshit. I don't know. It's time. 11's on the clock. Don't screw it up and follow my co-host. Hot stuff, man.
Eliminators are hot stuff. I'm going to cut the Michael Penix reaction from I don't even know if you had like a fun reaction, but I'm going to go back and listen. And if it's a nice, worthy of making it into a drop, I'll send it out. That'll be a hot sauce podcast. We'll have the Penix Run DFF Penix reaction.
Oh, perfect.
I feel like that needs to be like its own thing. How are you feeling these days? You've had a couple of weeks to digest. Where are you at? I'm on Penix. You targeting him at all?
I actually tried to trade up for him at like the 203 or something like that.
Oh,
I
missed spot. You missed it?
Yeah, I missed it.
He's not getting past the 202, 203.
No, I was trying to get into the 203. I was at the 204. I was trying to move up. I couldn't do it.
Ooh, maybe I'll go Penix in the listener league. Yeah. I got one of those picks. One of those Penix picks.
You probably do have a Penix pick.
Get your Penix picks. Peter Popper picks a pack of Penix pickers.
Thanks for listening to the Dynasty Hot Sauce Pod.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Larry Monkey and Justin Rogers talking Dynasty football, baby. Come get it.